Shalom Bayis Beis B'Siyata Deshmaya.
So we spoke last week. So we mentioned last week the yisoid of that being a noisin is what we call kedusha, and a makabel is the opposite of kedusha, which you can call maybe tumah. But that's the tachas of a person is to be doyma to the borei olam and to be a complete noisin. Now, I'd like to explain to B'siyata Deshmaya what's a pshat that we find it so hard, the Maisa, to give to our the Isha. What's a pshat? We talk so grob and so lacking chesed, the Maisa. They said wonderful things about each person by the Sherev Brachas, how we're mamish like, you know, the biggest Balei Chesedim and the biggest Balei Kishronim, Rabbi Aaron Cutler and Panamish Rav all put together, and when comes, and also comes the Maisa, it's like, it doesn't go. What's the pshat? So pshat is when we're bachrim. So we have a smada, we learn, we do the mitzvahs. But everything we're doing is really taking. Even a person wants to work help Bali Chuva in the summer, so he goes to this geshmaka camp, and he has all these benefits and this and that. And mom is enjoying himself, and Gradi is also helping Bali Chuva. So what is he saying? I'm helping Bali Chuva. So he's gvaldik, right? And then he does, you know, he thinks he helps his mother before Pesach. He's mamish gvaldik. He deserves the biggest award in the world, that he's big Baal Chesed, and he's constantly, whatever, he's like a smada, and he does shimish talmud chachamim. But he doesn't realize that he doesn't have the right way of looking at it. He's looking at it, he's doing it because he wants to be mekabel. Why is he doing Mishim Talmud Chacham? Because he wants to get shayches to the Moschach of Yeshiva, and he wants to get biggest master in Yeshiva. So a lot of the things that he's giving is really not giving, is really taking. And you know, a bacher takes from his parents, takes from his baim, takes from the cook in yeshiva, and takes from his roommate. He's constantly taking. He thinks, I mean, I'm learning, and a kumpner, and vada, and I'm like the Pala boss who doesn't do it. I'm very chashim. So he has an attitude that he's wonderful, and because of this attitude, he's constantly doesn't realize how much he is really not giving, but he's really taking. And then when he comes and gets married, and now he has to really give, and it's very hard. Now, I remember when I was every bachur when they get married. So before they get married, the Shabbos they can go wherever they want on Shabbos, do whatever they want on Shabbos. They can learn from the bachur when I was a bachur. So people used to learn from 7 to 12, and then afterwards they go learn medrash and they go eat cookies and this and that. They go do what they want. They go to a tish for a couple of hours. They go to a friend for a couple of hours. They always do what they want. And now all of a sudden you get married and now you got to sit the table, and you can't do what you want, you can't say what you can't go anywhere. After you want to go to Sudi, you want maybe just shmooze the Charem. No, you can't shmooze the Charem, you have to shmooze the wife. And the whole Tzura has changed. You used to be a free person, and now you're not free. Right? After Friday night, he meets a new friend, the friend he didn't see in a while, and he starts shmoozing with his friend. And, you know, he comes 20 minutes late after davening. Where were you? What are you getting so nervous about? I don't know. I thought that maybe they call the police. Who knows? Everybody, the whole binion, everybody came home already. And where were you? So I met a friend. Oh, your friend's better than me. Oh, more poor. No, I just wanted to relax with a friend. Oh, this is not a place where you relax. Oh, you think I'm a witch? Also, and you keep like, and whatever you say, you like get worse and quicksand deeper and deeper. He's like, you know, you're choking me. Like, oh, you're choking me. And it's like, and I guess shot is because we're free people. We do whatever we feel like. And when it comes to Maisa, we now half a sudden we have to answer. Or a person in Bacha gets sick. So what does he do? He gets sick. He lies to sleep and slept as much as long as he wants and does what he wants, and that's it. He goes to sleep. All of a sudden, how are you feeling? I'm feeling. Don't bother me. I'm trying to sleep. Oh, you don't care about me. And all of a sudden, again and again, like, and now you have to realize that when you're sick, you have to answer somebody, and this and that, and you constantly have to answer somebody. So now your whole mahus is you're not free anymore. And now you, instead of always taking, now you all of a sudden you have to. There's someone else involved, and especially when not only when my roommate's sick. So very good. So what has to do with me? But now when my roommate's sick, I have to worry and I have to take care of him, and this and that. It's a whole different attitude. Right, so once in a while you have a good bachrim that used to bring back food in yeshiva for the sick people. But that's all, you know, who's sick, you say hello in the morning, hello at night, and gendik. Here you have to call up and find out, and mivar, and it's constant, you have to think about it, you know, and maybe have to write a letter, and it's a different, yeah, before you're free and we were takers, and now we're mahapach, the whole life is changed. And sensitivities, I mean, when I first got married in Zion Tavis, so the first Yom Tif was Tu B'Shvat. So what's a bachan about Tu B'Shvat? He prunes and that's it. You go back to learning whatever you do, we're going to do. So I sit down, my wife. Wife says, okay, we have to say the 15 Shir Malas. My wife has Mokhsish background. 15 Shir Malas. Shir Malas? What are you talking about? And then that was the end. That was the end. Right? So, you know, it's like, I never heard anything. And I learned that you have to, you know, oh. And so the year later, I sat over on Tu B'Shvat, a whole thing from Ramosha on Tu B'Shvat, to make up tshuva. But you don't have to, you have to constantly arise to deal with people. A young man, a bacher, was very close to, he likes to go, went to a brush of shul all the time. And then he gets married. So on Hanukkah, what is the normal thing a bacher does after he lights Neir? He goes to a brush of shir. Okay, so he comes home, he lights Neir, it's Hanukkah. Okay, take care, I'm going. I prepared cinnamon buns. What are you doing? What do you mean? My busher. Oh, your busher is more harsh than my cinnamon buns. Oh, and then and constantly, every single situation. A bacher, every time he comes down for Kiddush, he takes, you know, takes his rugelach and his cake and puts it on the other side, make sure no one will grab it. And then he eats Kiddush and he eats it. So a younger man got married and he sat down, his wife had a plate of cake, and he goes, takes it, put it on his side. So what's going on over here? There's a plate here, what are you taking? Put a napkin or just take it and put it on your side. And constantly, every situation, whatever Bacher was taking and doing, thinking about himself constantly, there's someone else like looking at that lived in a normal life and not a Jew Bacher, where you take the ketchup and you spritz it on the table and everybody digs in and dips into the ketchup. And they look at you, what's the problem? This is the, you know, and it constantly thinks that you have to answer someone, answer, and by this answering to someone enables a person to start thinking more than his da'amas and think about someone else. So when I was a bacher, I went to Pinchas Green, he's a mashkiach and communist now, and I said I used to learn, I used to this, and I was in a dorm, and I have to roam the streets. It's mamish gewaldig. It's like leila. Or if a person, even a person that didn't sit and learn so much, but he mamish roamed the streets and do whatever he wants. It's opposite. He can do whatever he wants. And so he told me. He said, brother, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. It says Shaker Achain. We have al Yofi. Isha Yiris Hashem Hintas Halal. Sheker Chayin is Dor Shal Moshe. Hevel Yofi is Dor Shal Yeshua. And Isha Yiris Hashem Hintas Halal is Dor Shal Rabbi Yehuda Beloi. That Shisha Miskas and Tal Sechad. Said, a Bacher is a Matzav of Sheker Chayin and Hevel Yofi. Right? The Klai Yisrael Lamidbor was in the Spitz Matzav of Ruchnis. Why did it change? Because that's not the Tachlis to be secluded. And you have to apply yourself. They went, Ish Tachlis Gafnoi Tachlis Te'enoi. They went out and they applied, they were over to Hashem in that situation, and still they were over to Hashem properly. That's Isis Yiris Hashem Tis Halal. When you're a Bachur in Yeshiva and you're doing whatever you feel like and your mom is led minyanim and learning and davening and oivin and chesed, l'maisa, you have no nisyonis and therefore you're not really applying yourself. Here, you have a nisyonis, you have to answer, you have to do things, you have to apply everything you do and do l'maisa, then it's Isha Yiris Hashem Tis Halal. And it's a little tiefer. A person thinks when he's a Bachur, he knows the Iker is Limud Torah. That's here in the Shmuzin. Iker is Limud Torah. And that's the Tachlis Torah. Even if you don't learn, but you know that you should be learning. But when you get married, you come to a new realization that Torah is a prat in Avodas Hashem of being doing the Ratzon Hashem all the time. Which means that the Torah is the most chashuv zach. Chashuv, not to say not like that, but it's the most chashuv zach. But the reason why you learn Torah is because you're an Eved Hashem. And therefore, when you're an Eved Hashem, sometimes you don't learn Torah. Just like when a person has a mitzvah b'al yado, he has to become it. And he has to, it's a mitzvah, it's yeshar de'achem. Rav Gan said that every time a woman has a bakasha from a husband to do something, it's a mitzvah, yeshar de'achem. Avada, maybe you have to figure out how to get around it in a proper way, but it's yesh la'adechem. So now the same person who told you, the same Bayer Elma told you to learn Torah, now is telling you to do chesed. And Avada, it takes time to the woman that I mentioned last time to appreciate and have chashivas, and should know that a lot of women. Reason why a lot of women are masking to stay in Israel, like rather than when in seminaries they think it's wonderful. When it comes to Maisa, they have to do, you know, sitting in a house by themselves all day. It's not the same thing as it was in seminary. They're not going tours and having a shmack of time, and they're willing to stay weiter. There's a lady wrote when I was many years ago, they used to write letters. So a lady wrote back to her mother that you should know that we're staying another year. because I see how important it is to my husband. So there's a musig of being mechanech that show appreciation. Why the person doesn't realize that the reason why his wife is masking not to go back after the suffering of going through is not easy in Eretz Yisrael is because they see by the husband that it's important to the husband. Since it's important to the husband, the male they're masking to persevere and be moisa nefesh. So there's a musig of being mechanech, but it takes time. But this musig is anaya about a new way of looking at how we have to be. We are avoid avde Hashem, and we have to do what Hashem wants us. Before we were bachrim, when we were bachrim, we thought that the ikar is to do Torah, and it's important that you stoop this to bachrim, because otherwise they think they do chesed, so they won't learn so much. But when you get married, you have to realize that you're an eved Hashem, and eved Hashem requires learning and doing what's in Hashem. L'mashal, most people know that there's someone in the yeshiva that had a 20-year plan to finish Gan Sas Torah and everything. And the yeshiva told him that he has to work now for the yeshiva second Seder. Right? So that's. And then what he did was he basically took his whole plan, which he lived, was living and waiting to kind of his plan, and put it on the side. And the Das Torah told him that Torah you're learning is for yourself. This is for the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the people, that was the psak that he got. And he told me today that he got a phone call from America that told him, and you have to do b'simcha also. Don't forget. It's the Rosh Hashem to do b'simcha. Because that is the tachlis. The tachlis is to do the Rosh Hashem b'simcha. So, if a person has to babysit or something like that, and now it's not a shmak, I mean, and that's the time to be makatov to your wife when you have the lunchtime and there's four children and 16 bakashis and this and that, and you realize, and this is what Rosh Hashem is now, it's a new way of looking at that we are Avdei Hashem, and Avada Torah has to be the forefront and always as much as possible. But if it's Yeshadei Achayim, the Ragan says that's the Zagadar of Yeshadei Achayim, so then we have to do this is the Ratzon Hashem, and if we do B'Simcha. And that is why it's so hard for us, because we're changing a whole way. Before we used to think about ourselves and we were free, and now we're not free, we have to answer to somebody, we have to give a Dimma Cheshvin always, and that's hard for us, and plus we have to give, and we can think about someone else, and we have to do things that we always thought were wrong. And because of that, it's very hard, and it's something that we constantly have to remind ourselves that this is avodas Hashem. This is avodas Hashem. It's not for nothing that the story of Shlomo Zalman, before he walked into the house, he cleaned himself because he's being mekabel pnei Shechina. Because that's where a person can do the greatest avodas Hashem, and avodas Beis HaMikdash. He meant it seriously. There's a Shechina here. And because of that, it's only based on the way how a person looks at what he's doing and what his tachas is in life. Now, that's one reason why it's so hard, and that's something that a person has to gain an awareness of how he has to change his whole look. And avodas Hashem means that you are doing avodas Hashem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what the situation is. Everybody understands it. It's also the fashas outside that's Ratzon Hashem. But no one understands that if even a person, if a bacher comes over to you and asks for an eitzah, yeah, chesed. When my wife asks for an eitzah, don't bother me, he's built a Torah. Why is it that way? Because we feel much more chash if we help a bacher. But it's chesed and it's avodas Hashem. Now, another reason why it's very hard for us to shtal tzu and it's do chesed is because we don't realize who an ish is. We think that an ish is just a female man. Right? He's the same thing as me, but he's and is a buddy. An ish is not bachal, a buddy. People make this mistake in a lot of aspects. They think that a woman is a buddy. They relate. They tell him all the secrets and everything. Rigdemil says, you don't speak about, don't say, you know, when I was in sixth grade, I robbed the yeshiva this, and I did this, and I burnt down the test in the regions, I stole it, and I was there. He says, it's not your friend that you tell her all these different things. She's like horrified to see that she's, you know, right, that's such a thing. And they say a story by Shai Gershon, the family started speaking out how he was a brat when he was a little boy and how he did a lot of mischief. And every person was making fun of him. And that started the tune of the whole marriage. It took him a long time to get out that his wife thought that he married a failure. You all know that most brachim are like that. But you know, I had a cousin that he turned off the main electric switch of the holy school. And he poured water, found a pipe, he poured water from the roof onto the class, and it was mamash, and he blasted a radio, and the manah was a fat guy, couldn't catch him, and he was running around the whole school. And girls shouldn't hear such things. And people hear that, and they're not your buddy. And one prat is that the whole different mahos. And if you just realize, the Gemara and Shabbos says that Am b'fnei atzmai means a mamash, as if you understand why the peace talks between America and Arabs don't go, is because America, and they say mean peace, that means we want to have cover that we gave this idea, and Melo says, "Kilo, we're controlled the entire world. We decide who does what and who's what." And peace to America means we're in control, and peace to Arab means that if you don't do what we want, we'll kill you. So each one says down peace. Yeah, they're both masking the peace, but each has a different definition of peace. And Melo, that's why it doesn't go, because each one doesn't understand. An Arab doesn't understand what an American doesn't understand what an Arab. If they just, and then that's where the problem is. And the same thing, and woman's ideas of looking things and a man's idea is completely different. And therefore, when you say something, it has a different terminology to a woman. I mean, even the mashal on Hanukkah Stam, I was brought up that latkes goes with applesauce. So my mother brought out latkes and applesauce, and all the Israeli children that were there are like, what's going on here? Latkes and applesauce? Like, you take French fries and applesauce? Like, what's the shaykhus? Potatoes with applesauce. So you see, the person comes to a different atmosphere, different community, different everything. So it's very hard to get together. And if you don't realize that, you're not trying to, you're going to change her to think like you. She's never going to think like you because she has a different mitzvah than you. I had a roommate when I was a bocher, was from France. So it was very good. We got along very nicely. Boker tov, manashma, Torah says that, lo todah, ken todah, and then we go learn, and at night, Erev tov, lana tov, like Hashem, Seder, and smile, and that's it, you know, we didn't see each other the entire day. So it's very good, but if you have to now do something together, someone you can't speak the same language, you know, he's like, how are you, and I don't know anything in French, so I couldn't speak anything in French, but if you try to do that, and try to do something together, then it doesn't go unless you, and that's, can we get to, it's like Dora Flaga, right? You have two opposites, the Mamash that was fighting, and that's what Hashem took us, two opposites, two different natures, and now we have to grow together and build together. And it's only because, that's Pshat, the Ravid says that's why it comes from the Dhamma to the Torah, and Eben Ezer says that if it would take two Anoshim Nifradim, shame the rival. Take two different people and put them together, try to grow a house, to build a house together, there'd be constant fighting and they would not be able to get together. But since we are one be'etzem, so it's shayach to grow together and build a house together. Now, it's very important that a woman is different than us. One of the ikar nafkaminas a woman has is that she has the way that, like, much more hergish, leib, two hearts, two levavos. What's the pshat? What is the pshat that a woman has more heart? Let's understand where she's coming from in her mitzvahs. What does it mean that she has heart? Now, mashallah, someone told me about Shemir Victor Miller. If a person is a mathematician, he knows a lot of equations and everything, and he asks you a question, an equation, and you tell him the chesed of the equation, and he's wrong. So you go, what? That's not true. It's like a person say 2 + 2 = 5. What? It's not 5, it's 4. So you ask the mathematician, what are you getting excited about? Just tell him 2 + 2 = 4, not 2 + 2 = 5. What's getting all excited? Because he lives math and he enjoys math, so he's very involved. He's kosher belev. Lev is when your whole emotion's involved. So when your whole emotion's involved, so you can't just say 2 + 2 = 5. It strikes him. It bothers him. He can't handle it. So he gets excited. So the lev, a person, something's more of a kosher with lev, that's why it causes more excitement. That's why women are more excited, because when something happens to them, they get more excited because it's starting the hergish. But it says, what does it mean, shavash alavecha? That you should live it, you should breathe it, it should be pumped in the body. When this person's pumped, he's really excited, the pshat is that even the seichel affects the heart, he gets very into it. So a woman gets very excited. Now what's the tale of very excited? Because a person has to have a house. A person doesn't have a house, then he's not masudr, and Bukhal is the yisoid of Aliyah of anybody. Rabbi Rucham said the yisoid of Aliyah, Seder is like a string that you put pearls on. You have a lot of pearls, but if you have no string, so then they fall apart and they don't go anywhere. If you have a string, so you string them on the string, then you have a pearl necklace and it's beautiful. A person who has no Seder, if he has no place to live, and has no place to come to, has no matzav where everything's just thrown around, has no yeshiva das, he can't steig. So the woman is her house, Isha Basi, the Gemara calls that woman is Basi. And she's, and now it was very boring to clean the house, to clean the same dishes and clean the same floor and constantly over and over the same thing. That's why it's a vodis parak for a woman to do a lady's job, because it's where's the seat book? There's no seat book, constantly over and over the same thing. But Hashem made them have more hageshim. And more hageshim means that when they do something, they have more yachas to it, they feel for it more, and they enjoy it more. So what their job is doing, they feel it. And mamonika kusher with the leg to what they're doing. And maybe since they have a yachas to it, they're more muscle to it, because they have the leg is more hagish to it, so they enjoy it. And they enjoy, again, and they make a whole meal, and then it just gets wiped away. And they clean dishes, and then it gets dirty again. And the floor and dirty again. And they have they take pride in building a wonderful house. And because they have more haggish, and they feel this, and it's their life. Because they're makusha to it. Because the lev is makasha them to it, they're makusha to it. And therefore, when a man says, the safe is on the table, please put it back. I'm coming back in 3 hours. I'll put it back then. I'm learning it's a chaval. I'm going to put it back and take it out again. It's a tirda. It's a bittul taira. The guy says, and it's by her. It's, what do you mean? It's not. You understand? You don't understand why she's so upset. It's like you have a person make a beautiful masterpiece of a beautiful picture, and you take a pen, paint with a red dot, and you're like a slash red dot. So the guy says, what are you doing? You don't understand that if you ruin his masterpiece. So the woman's house, she's makusha to it. It's her masterpiece. And therefore, for 3 hours, that thing is ruining her masterpiece. And therefore, she's makusha to it. And same thing with raising children. It takes a lot of mesiras nefesh for a woman to be mustered to her children. It's what they do when they stand on her nerves and then bother and bother and bother. And if a person's not ibergeben to the children, then it's very hard to raise them. Then again, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them that hergish. And through that hergish, then they're able to be mustered. And it's tremendous to us. Now, if a man, if you take a man to raise a child, it's very hard. And also the hergish causes a lay person who has hergish speaks a lot. I was thinking if a person would have a man would raise a child. So we pick up a child, you take a newborn baby, pick up a baby and say, Yankala, how are you doing? He's smiling, it doesn't smile back. So how much can you talk to this child already? 10 minutes, maybe? And after it, it gets boring. Right? So Mastama, if that man would raise a child, the child would start learn to talk at age of 6. Right? But a lady, oh, how are you doing? And it's talk and talk and talk and talk, and it's no answering, but she's makusha to it. And the talk and talk and talk is, no, pick up. That's what I felt when I said, how much can I smile to it? Smile doesn't smile back. It's very, very boring. But if you're makusha to it, so you're masha to it, and always giving and giving and giving, and you're trying to have it towards it, and that's necessary. And don't think it's, and I know a person who has a wife that she's dysfunctional and she's lacking this midah, and she calls her husband up from he's in Karl, she calls him up in the morning, says, right now I want to go out with my friends to eat, and I'm leaving the children. Zayge benched. So what does she have to do? He has to run back home and take care of the children, because his seichel is mechayiv him that he has to. That's a seichel, even though it's trying to tear the chel for him. But she doesn't have that kesher, that normal kesher that the lady has. And you see such things, and you realize that it's thank Hashem for that yachas that a woman has. Otherwise, there won't be muster, because it's very tedious and very hard. But this is the kudah we have to have a karz toy for it, but this is the kudah why Hashem made a lady very different. Because when you deal with, if it was a seichel, you can't raise children with seichel. And they're doing that job for us, and it's tremendous toiva. But Sashani, because they're thinking or look at things differently, so therefore when we act like them, like we act to our friends, it doesn't work b'chlal. Okay, Mitzvah next week.